attention to the plank in your own eye. How can you say to your brother, "Let me take the speck out of your eye," when all the time there's a plank in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take the plank out of your own eye, and then you'll see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. Do not give dogs what is sacred. Do not throw your pearls to pigs. If you do, they may trample them under their feet and turn and tear you to pieces. I do not have the spiritual gift of discernment. I know someone who has that gift, and she doesn't like it. She'll meet someone new, and they might just talk about their children, their profession, the weather. And after about 15 minutes, she knows whether or not she can trust that person. Today, I'm not talking necessarily about the spiritual gift of discernment. I'm sharing with you about the development of just common, everyday discernment based on God's Word that we employ to live the Christian life. Several years ago, I officiated at the wedding of a couple. The young lady was an active member of our church for a short time before she went off to college. She was a practicing Christian, talented in art and music, just one of those people you'd love to adopt. She met a guy at college and fell in love. She called me and said, "Will you do my wedding?" I met with them for their premarital counseling. Afterwards, I talked to her alone. I said, "This is a computer guy. He looks a little geeky to me." He worked with a company outside of Atlanta. I talked with her later on, and I said, "You just don't need to marry this guy. He doesn't seem to be driven or very goal-oriented." She said, "No, we'll be fine." She said, "God made us for each other." I finished the counseling session and did their wedding. About a year after their marriage, they asked my wife and me to meet them in Marietta for lunch. We did, and they announced that he had been hired by a top software game creation company in the Silicon Valley. He has now made so much money, they will retire at age 32 and may start their own company just for fun. They've remained active in a local church out there as well, and they see that as their mission field for Christ. There is the spiritual gift of discernment, and then we may have a discerning spirit based on principles we learn from God's Word. In the scripture from 1 Corinthians, people who have not been born again do not understand spiritual matters. They don't have the ability. So when you as a Christian share a conviction about a moral issue, or tell about a ministry where you're involved or you're participating in a church, they will call all of that foolishness. I'm thankful that when we invite Jesus into our heart, the Holy Spirit indwells us immediately. He will lead us in the way we should live and convict us when we disobey God. We have been made spiritually alive. We live in a politically correct, ungodly society. Be sure you correctly discern what's right and wrong on the basis of Scripture and the leadership of the Holy Spirit. We as born-again believers are equipped for our journey here on earth.